Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump will go to El Paso and Dayton tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Despite the politicization of his political opponents, the president is trying to bring the country together, heal a nation, but also offer concrete proposals.
Kellyanne Conway is counselor to the president, who again tweeted he's the least racist person. The Democrats running against him disagree.
We have a president of the United States who is a racist.
Bernie Sanders also called him a sexist, religious bigot. Now, Ohio's governor, Republican Mike DeWine, who was interrupted at a vigil Sunday night with chance of do something, well, this hour detailed new proposals dealing with guns and mental health. We still don't know the motive of the gunman who murdered 9 people in Dayton. In El Paso, the suspect could be charged with hate crimes. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is there live.
Dave, a list of names of the 22 killed has been made public. Jordan Anchanda was killed, shielding her 2-month-old baby. The baby survived with broken bones. David Johnson was killed, shielding his wife and granddaughter. They survived. The alleged shooter is talking to police, said he drove to El Paso from the Dallas area. El Paso Mayor DeMargo called the shooter a white supremacist.
I don't know how we deal with evil. I don't have a textbook for dealing with evil other than the Bible. I'm sorry. We're going to go through this. But the president is coming out. And I will meet with the president.
He said because the visit is not a political one, he's obligated to as mayor. Some here in El Paso, though, say the president should not come, Dave.
Jessica Nusalvo in the U.S.-China trade dispute. The Trump administration labels China a currency manipulator.
If they're not willing to stop it, if they keep stealing from us and others, they're going to have to face the penalty. That's what President Trump has made clear.
National Security Advisor John Bolton. China denies the manipulation, which does make Chinese exports cheaper. Trade fears led to the biggest stock sell-off of the year, but this morning futures are rising, indicating a rebound. This is Fox News.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Well, there's another dispute brewing with China. It's over missiles. China warns it'll retaliate if the U.S. goes ahead with a plan to deploy ground-based intermediate-range missiles in Asia in the coming months, which comes after the U.S. pulled out of a Cold War-era nuclear arms treaty with Russia. North Korea has once again launched a test.
A U.S. official says North Korea launched 2 short-range ballistic missiles from its west coast, which flew over the rogue nation before splashing down into the Sea of Japan. It's the 4th missile test in roughly 2 weeks. The test comes as U.S. and South Korean forces kick off joint military exercises. North Korea expressed its ire over the drills, saying it could be forced to take a, quote, new road, according to a statement by state media. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Well, we may have a better idea how the North Koreans pay for all these tests.
A panel of experts monitoring U.N. sanctions says the communist regime is launching increasingly sophisticated cyber attacks to steal funds from online financial institutions and cryptocurrency exchanges dealing with virtual money like Bitcoin. In a report issued to the U.N. Security Council, the experts estimate North Korea has raised an estimated $2 billion for its weapons of mass destruction program. They also say the government continues illicit ship-to-ship transfers of goods to evade sanctions. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, there is a much different type of launch planned later today in Florida.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is on target to launch this evening following its postponement over the weekend. The private spaceflight company says it has an hour and a half window that opens tonight at 6:52 Eastern Time. SpaceX test fired the rocket's first stage last week, but found some valve-related issues that needed to be fixed. Repairs and some tests later, the rocket will carry an Israeli communications satellite when it it takes off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You mentioned how futures are rising on Wall Street, up over 200 for the Dow ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is setting up a memorial fund in honor of the late University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Zhang, who was kidnapped and killed 2 years ago. The News Gazette says the Zhang family offered the league gift for the endowment. An online donation platform has been established for those who want to contribute at illinois.edu. The money will help international students in crisis and their families. An official announcement will come during a news conference with the family later in August. Zhang's father is expected to talk more about that fund at the event. The general manager for I3 Broadband, Champaign-Urbana's fiber optic network, said the system will grow in the future. Brian Olson told Alderman on Monday that the network already this year has added 1,200 new homes. More homes are possible later this year. The high-speed internet that I3 offers is known as UC2B, which started in 2010. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, minors may try to purchase vapor products online. That's why Juul Labs is enhancing age verification on our website. Customers must provide personal information or scan a valid ID with a real-time selfie and are verified by a third party to ensure the purchaser is 21 or over. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Pros like you do it right to find the best deals on what you need to update or maintain your properties. Lowe's is here to help with everyday savings and more throughout the store. Stop in today and get Project Source blinds and shades starting at just $5.28. Find the right sizes and styles and in the quantities you need. Plus, save up to 40% off select kitchen and bath fixtures, including vanities, starting at just $129. Whatever you need for this job and everyone after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 8/11 U.S. only.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Arnie and got braver with an Orange Crush, and then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good right now. Partly cloudy conditions. There's a 40% chance of showers reforming a little later. Some walked out to damp driveways and sidewalks today. High 86, down to 62. 86 the high tomorrow with mostly sunny conditions, down to 67. A 20% chance of showers Thursday with a high 86. 83 the high on Friday. And as we get into the weekend, looking pretty good up into the mid-80s. Down into the mid-60s. Right now, the temperature's at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by right now. Well, they're not open yet, but a little later, they'll be standing by. And you ought to, what you ought to do is, even if you're not looking, go in and see if I'm right about their people, because they'll actually know how to explain the difference between that Whirlpool over there and the Maytag over there.
Yeah.
And the GE and the Profile, and what's the difference. And if you want something to kind of keep things cold and occasionally freeze the ice cubes, mm-hmm. you can buy that too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the kind with the fancy bells and whistles, you can buy that too. You're not only going to get low prices, but included. I mean, it's possible you shop around the big box stores, you might find a $5 difference, but then you'll lose their famous free
10-year protection plan.
Wow.
I know. If you're remodeling, if you're just trying to get something else because the thing rattles, rattling is bad. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, then they've got the service people that'll come to your home, and then if you've got this protection plan, like I did with the washing machine door, saved about $1,500 because whatever was wrong was covered. I don't think it was $1,500, but it was hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the machine was only like $800. Anyway, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, standing by their stuff because they're the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one independent appliance dealer. It's all they do in Central Illinois. Champaign location on Neal before you get to I-74, before you reach the mall on the right-hand side as you drive north. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. If you want to nominate a retired police officer to get a free roof, check your network and see who would really appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
You can always send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com and a paragraph, just a little about the person. Man, woman, somebody retired in the police field. It's all from Freedom Roofing. I think it's a heck of a gesture just saying thank you. What happens to police that react to El Paso and Dayton? You know, our prayers are for the families, the victims. But these folks, you can't unsee what you see. When you go into the Walmart and you've got to do the crime scene,
mm-hmm.
How do you not carry that with you? How do these first responders deal with that? They're just human. The images don't go away. Somebody has to do this, but it would greatly affect me if I had to go and see a bunch of dead bodies, and then I got to be forensic about it all. Don't you just want to cry? I think it's, we overlook the impact. And for our firefighters are first on accident scenes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're the paramedics before the ambulance gets there.
That's true.
And what do they see? I mean, this is, I couldn't do the work. God bless you. I'm just not built for that. I would struggle. Heck, I did a TV news internship 35 years ago, and I still didn't like it. Just from the standpoint of, you know, they sent me with a camera to drag the swollen lake for a little boy.
I had to cover a car accident, and awful. I couldn't put the mic in somebody's, you know, what happened here. And
I couldn't do the work. I just couldn't, because right. You have to cover the story and get the information.
That's right.
But then you go home and you would cry about some of the stuff you had to deal with. And so it isn't, when people, you know, when you do trauma and you do these shootings, all the people surrounding this are not robots. These are caring family people that have emotions, too. They just have to cover that for now.
Mm-hmm.
But that stuff, it has to affect you. And so for a retired police officer who put it in and put it on the line mm-hmm. all that time, if they can get a free roof, they could do one free roof for a very fortunate retired police officer. And if you know somebody and they're not swimming in dough, we know that. They got a pension. They're probably doing all right, maybe doing another job, but they're not rich. And they could probably use some that in your life that might need the assistance and would certainly accept it. And who wouldn't? If I needed a $12,000 roof and Freedom Roofing was giving one away to a retired police officer, I'd go ahead and send a note. Freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. All right. If you'd like to chime in this morning about the shootings or anything else we talked about, you're always welcome at 359-2255, 359-2255. We had a lot of people text in to try and win from El Toro. Tomorrow, it's online. We are evolving to the phone, the iPhone, Android. GhostStever.com. You have to register or you are on the outside looking in.
Okay.
You've got to register. Tomorrow is going to be a set time, which we will announce in the morning.
GhostStever.com.
You've got to register. Otherwise, you will get no Rosati's pizzas from me. So just get her done. Sports next. Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a A new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoSteever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoSteever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoSteever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoSteever.com.
Was late. I suppose we ought to do the recap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dodgers over the St. Louis Cardinals 8-0.
So bad. So bad.
Sorry. 9-10 start.
It was the sixth inning before we got a hit.
Ooh.
And this was a Triple-A pitcher they brought up to pitch his first game at Dodger Stadium. He just dominated.
Well, today they're using Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. Well, my goal tonight is to get a hit, and then if you score a run, you're going woohoo! I'm telling you, it's Dodgers are. I said Houston and Oakland are good. The Dodgers are maybe as good, or anyway, Dodgers are good.
Well, let's hear their version on the Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at Dodger Stadium, where last night the Dodgers shut out the Cardinals 8-0. Michael Walker was the loser. Tony Gonsolin, in his Dodger debut, got his first major league win to even his major league record at 1-1. 8-0 Dodgers out, hitting the Cardinals 12-2.
A three-run home run for Cody Bellinger in the first inning, and the Dodgers did not stop hitting. They've got a very good lineup from top to bottom. They play extremely well at home, and it really wasn't a game. Michael Walker, as you said, not sharp. Gonsolin, first major league victory.
Ryan Helsley had a good three-inning outing.
Very important for him to do so. He went three innings, put up three zeros, walked a few batters, but he was able to put those zeros up to save others out of the Cardinals' pen.
Now tonight, the Cardinals go with Miles Michaelis, 7-11, against Clayton Kershaw, 10-2. We're on the air with the pregame at 8:15.
Cubs win over the Oakland A's. That final was 6-5. It's a 7:05 start from Wrigley on U.S. 105.9 with John Lester on the mound for Chicago. Oakland A's are using Brett Anderson. And Craig Kimbrell has a right knee inflammation situation and is on the 10-day injured list. So that's going on. Javi Baez with some great hits yesterday.
Yeah, a couple of them. This is Castellanos. He's really good. He had a home run, I think, and he's a guy they got from Detroit. He's a hitter.
Ooh. Sounds good.
Yep.
So, Chicago White Sox over Detroit 7-4. Their game is a doubleheader, 12-10 and 6-10. For the first game, Dylan Cease on the mound, taking on Daniel Norris from Detroit. And we have the Illinois basketball team taking on Serbia at noon today in Italy. I know they had a new commit in Austin Hutcherson from New York, a 6'6", 175-pound guard.
Played, I think, for Wesleyan. Okay. Transfer.
Gotcha.
All right.
Does he go on the trip? I don't know.
I don't.
They locked that deal in. They might have been
probably
gone already.
Probably didn't get his passport in time.
He's running after the plane.
Hey! Yeah.
Bob and Rantoul just texted in, easy, Stever.
Yeah.
LOL.
That's right.
Well, no,
it is true because I don't just say wacky out there stuff on the air. I say it all the time.
Exactly.
And so the kids had to calm me down a little bit. I get pretty juiced about something. Easy, Steve.
Uh-huh.
And it's true. It's all true. So this whole new program is just handing you money, essentially. And so, hey, I remember years ago we figured out how to take people to see King Tut. You couldn't give the tickets away even though they were gold.
Yeah.
Because people thought there was a catch. This is like that. What? You're giving me money to go spend and I keep it? There must be a catch here, Harold. Don't do it. Here's your...
Yes. GoSteever.com.
Yeah, go get in there. Otherwise, you will not be people. You will not be in on the tens of thousands.
You want to get in on that?
Well, it's free. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, anyway, the restrictions are nil. Just spend it, give me feedback, and be good.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Today's high 86, 62 our low tonight, a 40% chance of precipitation. We've got a 10% chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with a high around 86 down into the lower 60s at night. We're currently at 72. ESPN 93.5.
All right, and again, anything you want to text in regarding the shootings, I don't like the name calling. I just can't stand that. Right now, we ought to be in total mourning and then, as a country, come together on something that might stop a few of these. Oh, there was one that absolutely got stopped. I'll tell you the details of that now. Amazing. 820, Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, markets appear ready to erase some of yesterday's losses after China's currency stabilized. China's yuan slipped to the lowest level in 11 years yesterday, apparent reaction to President Trump's plans to impose more tariffs on imports from China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he will work with the International Monetary Fund to eliminate the unfair competitive advantage. Restaurant company Perkins and Marie Callender's has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company already announced the closing of 29 locations. It plans to sell its Perkins business in a segment of its Foxtail Bakery unit. It's also talking with possible buyers of Marie Callender's restaurants. And Barney's filed for bankruptcy reorganization. The luxury department store chain will close 15 locations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Here's a story of quite the interest here. Less than a month before, two deadly shootings have taken the lives of, I guess now 31, 22 now in El Paso. Two died in the hospital yesterday. A Lubbock, Texas man identified as William Patrick Williams, who's 19, was arrested by special agents of the FBI and ATF. Williams allegedly contemplating a mass shooting, had bought ammunition, rented a hotel room where he was plotting to kill people before his grandmother persuaded him to visit a hospital after learning of the plan. So he's got it laid out on the bed. He's 19, he's got problems, issues, and grandma intervenes. According to the release, Williams told his grandmother July 13 he'd recently purchased an AK-47 rifle, was planning to shoot up a hotel, and then commit suicide by cop. In other words, have the police shoot him.
Yeah.
Grandmother was able to get him into treatment prior to the arrest. Authorities applauded the courageous actions of Williams' grandmother, saying her interference likely saved the lives of many.
This tragedy was averted. Wow, if we could just get more of that intervention in the home.
Well, and then what if he, I mean, I think the biggest unusual part of this is he accepted it.
Right.
How many times would he be defiant and just leave, right? Nobody wants to get help. I don't know.
I don't either. It's just such a tough spot that people are not being the adults and helping guide these kids.
And I don't know enough about guns. If I took out the AK-47s and AR-15s, can I have handguns that are semi-automatic? I just reload them? And if you ban semi-automatic, isn't that most of guns? I don't know enough about it. I really don't.
Well, didn't one of your kids have the idea of a graduated way of getting certified to own a gun? Maybe a small gun?
Understanding that we're spinning, trying to think of something that probably isn't attainable to stop all this. Unless you just say, okay, all the guns have now been confiscated in the United States outside our police and military and all that. You can't do that. It's not happening. Our country built on that Second Amendment. Keep and bear arms. Initially, it was to keep the other guys, the government, from taking over so we can protect ourselves. Well, now we're in the age of the smart bomb can hit our house. So the military is not going to be, you can't beat the military. That's passed. So they're more than bayonets now. But people want self-protection. They have that right in this country. Again, it's the Second Amendment to the Constitution. So just, let's just all agree that you're not getting rid of that. So, okay, so background checks. Okay, I'm good. I think you should take a
juvenile's record into account, like they didn't in Dayton. Any guy that has a kill list and a rape list is disqualified from weapons for the next 2 decades until a psychiatrist says you're fine or something. I don't know. But my son Christian said, what about a graduated FOID card? The first one, you get a little handgun. Then you do more training. Then you graduate to second level. Then maybe third level. You just shouldn't be 19 and mentally ill and go buy an AK-47. I don't know. I mean, show me what would stop it, and I'll sign it. I just don't think this is disingenuous of politicians saying, you got to do this and it'll stop. That's not true. It won't stop. A law will not keep an evil and sick person from shooting people when the guns are everywhere. Think it's hard to get a gun in the right neighborhoods of Chicago? The gangs are running the thing. AK-47s, what do you need? It's up there. They're not legal. What do you write more laws? It is weird. We're not used to not being able to do stuff. We're pretty spoiled in this country. Yeah. We come up with ideas and solutions to fix stuff. And all these people that are grandstanding, blaming the president is inappropriate. You can say all you want. He didn't pull the trigger. He didn't do this. I didn't think the president before him, Barack Obama, supported our law enforcement enough. I wouldn't blame him for all the cop ambushes. I mean, that's essentially what you're saying. Elizabeth Warren is a woman who was supported by the Dayton shooter. Are we blaming her? But boy, you go right to El Paso and you say, boy, that manifesto, that sounds like Trump language to me. It's unfair, and it's not true.
Well, the police are saying, if you suspect a loved one is planning violence against themselves or others, do not hesitate to seek help immediately. Call law enforcement. It says Williams could face up to 5 years in federal prison if convicted, according to the release.
Well, again, but let's talk about that. This is a 19-year-old kid that's about to do a mass shooting, and we're going to put him in prison? Is he going to get well there? He doesn't belong in prison, does he? Maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe he's just evil or sick. I see, in the context of our life, anybody who does this is mentally ill, but that's not necessarily true. The shooter in El Paso, there were some very lucid spots of his manifesto, made some sense, kind of intelligent. From the standpoint of being aware of politics and the world events, but then he goes into El Paso after driving 10 hours to mass murder people and is hungry and has to get a bite to eat before he does it. Well, that's psychotic. Who's thinking about food? I don't know. So I can't delve into these minds, but I do know that if somebody's planning a mass shooting, there's got to be something wrong with it, unless it's evil. And I guess a psychiatrist can determine that. So they're going to determine the mental, I guess, capacity of the El Paso shooter. And based on what I've read and heard, I mean, the guy seemed pretty intent on protecting his country, and it was an invasion and all these distorted things. And that is the problem when you're a leader, including the Democrats, obviously, the Democrats and Republicans both, when you say things that is nationally broadcast, you're talking to everybody, including the mentally unstable. And yes, Donald Trump has said things I wish he hadn't. And yes, it affects those that are mentally unstable for him, too. But the Democrats do it, too. A lot of it. News next.
I got to get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids' food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump heading tomorrow to cities shaken by this weekend's mass shootings, telling the nation Monday.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
But his critics condemning the president, saying he's not doing enough on gun control. Counselors, the president, Kellyanne Conway, telling Fox and Friends this morning.
Those who are elected to do their jobs here in Washington really should either return to Congress or come here to the White House to speak to the president.
Congressional Democrats are throwing this one back at the Republican-controlled Senate, urging Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring up a bill the House passed in February to expand background checks.
Fox's Rich Hudson. And the Dow opening up about 160 points.
points after Wall Street's huge loss yesterday on jitters about the trade war with China. The White House saying the U.S. cannot tolerate depreciation of the Chinese yuan. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs help finding a theft suspect. Two incidents happened on Friday, July 19th. One in Savoy, where someone stole a trailer from a driveway of a home. About 10 minutes later, the same suspect used the stolen trailer to take a riding lawnmower from a location in Champaign. A Forsyth man who was teaching in Normal is accused of sexual assault and abuse of a child. WCIA says police said the school district contacted them after a student told their parent that 47-year-old Jonathan Hovey repeatedly touched her inappropriately. He works at Normal Glen Elementary School. The general manager for I3 Broadband, Champaign-Urbana's fiber optic network, said the system will grow in the future. Brian Olson told Alderman on Monday that the network already this year has added 1,200 new homes. More homes are possible later this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got sunshine now. There is a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 86, 62 our low tonight. 86 the high tomorrow with mostly sunny conditions. 86 the high, partly cloudy on Thursday. 83 on Friday and Saturday with partly cloudy conditions. Again, the chance of showers is just slight. 73 with the sunshine now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, again, 359-2255. Texter, I was talking about background checks. I don't know how we could be against thorough background checks. I mean, if you got TSA pre-check, they've gone through you up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with a thorough background check? I mean, in Illinois, to get a FOID card, it takes months. Two of my kids have them, and it's... took a while.
Well, it's the same when you're buying alcohol. My 70-year-old friend got carded the other day. I mean, obviously over 21.
I would hug him. I'd
exactly.
Say, thank you.
He felt good about that, bringing it up on our Sunday meal. Socialist liberals will start with the AR-15, then go to multi-clip Glock, and then down the road, give them an inch, they will take a mile.
I totally agree. Their goal would be no guns, which doesn't make any sense because if you have Donald Trump as president and you say he's the only one with the guns, you'd think the left would freak out about that. But what's ironic is that all of these people, all the Nancy Pelosi's, all the Chuck Schumer's, they've got armed detail all the time. They live in a gated community. They're protected. They just, sadly, I think it is all about control. It is all about helping you with my special program and my control of it all. And socialism means for you, but not for me. Bernie has three homes, including a beach home. I mean, so you're going, okay, so how does this make sense again that instead of 330 million calling the shots with votes, a Politburo kind of tells you what you're going to do? That's just not what we'll do. I mean, it's not going to work. It won't work because we're too independent. We're too on our own. We do have too many guns. And the violence, you're going to have a lot of violence. And because of so many guns, it just, if you clicked your heels and said, I wish all the guns go away and we just all play duck, duck, goose, goose, and hug. Hey, I'm all about love. I mean, I understand that that's not the reality of the world. And I understand. And if America didn't spend all the money we spend on defense, evil forces would come and take this from us. And if you don't think that, then you're wrong. There would be entities in this world that would attempt to take America without our defense. It's happened up and down through history. How many thousands of years you want to go back? So you have strength to where nobody messes with you. Otherwise, they'll take it. Totally. It's just historic. That's how it works. So you build it up and you win a world war like we did in World War II, and you're kind of the superpower for about, I don't know, century. But boy, from within, it doesn't feel the same. We have so many people that are essentially anti-American that live among us, and it's sad, and they just don't like our system. They want to make it fair for everybody. Now, not necessarily them, but just for you. because you're not quite intelligent enough to quite understand our level. Ugh, it's so arrogant and pretentious. And I think one thing I can't stand in a person is pretentiousness. Okay, 359-2255. But no, the goal from the left would be to take your guns. There's no doubt about it. I'm just spinning my wheels trying to come up with something. And, you know, I don't think, honestly, don't think there is a something, but you can try to do something that might help a little. But the fact of the matter is it's still grandma intervening on the 19-year-old that's about to do a mass killing.
In Lubbock, Texas recently.
You're going to have to intervene. You're going to have to call the authorities and cause all that trouble when they come to the door. Because if you say, I've got somebody who I think is going to do something, do you know how many ATF and FBI show up? Quickly. And then you got that. Well, he's not really that. Well, and you're going to call that on yourself? Nobody wants to do that. But kudos to the grandmother that convinced the grandson to seek help. It wasn't by force. He went in. And then they arrested him. He had too much stuff, too dangerous. But at what point should a bad decision when you're 15 affect your life? I mean, kids say stupid things all the time. They post dumb things all the time, too.
That's for sure.
But I think in issues of you want to be feared and you've got this fascination with killers, and I think that's a flag. And yet, how many flags are there out there in Central Illinois? In Champaign-Urbana alone, how many flags do you think you'd find if you could look at everybody's social media?
A lot.
And then what's the line between flag and, he's 15? Man, I'm telling you, it's a complex and difficult issue. Tough, tough, tough. All right, 842, as always, 359-2255, if you want to chime in.
Ever wonder why Europeans...
Student bags on quad day. Look for our team spread throughout campus town distributing these bags starting around lunchtime on Sunday, August 25th. We'll hand out 1,000 bags randomly stuffed with cash, gift cards, and offers. That's right, 1,000 bags from local businesses like FedEx, Prospect Bank, Jets Pizza, Octave Apartments, and more. Look for us on the streets with our Welcome Back student bags Sunday, August 25th, and score some great deals on quad day.
Yeah, boy, I can't believe, I cannot believe we're talking quad day. Wow, Illinois kicks off the season 3 weeks from Saturday. It'll be August 31, 11 a.m. kick. Akron, the Zips, come in. Away we go. Okay, check your morning sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Well, since you're on the Illini, I have a star on August 10th when they have the Fan Appreciation Day at Memorial Stadium from 4 to 6.
Worth doing because it doesn't cost anything to
That's
get in.
That's right. Come on in.
The movie on the floor of Zupke Field. You can see what movie?
On the Jumbotron. It's Disney's Aladdin
being shown.
Come on. Free. The first 500 Illini fans will get popcorn buckets given away at concession stands, and then you can fill them up for $4 if you want, but you're welcome to bring your own food and drinks if you like. Only blankets on the field, by the way.
No chairs, right. Yeah. But you could sit in this in the bleachers if you want to sit out in the stands.
And you could take it up a notch. They've got the VIP experience and the kids club and all kinds of stuff. FightingIllini.com for details. But again, the practice is 4 to 6. Autographs from 6 to 7. Movie starts at 7. Disney's 11.
I think it's awesome.
Media day today. The Illini basketball team actually in Italy with a noon game against CUS in Serbia, and Austin Hutcherson is the latest addition to the basketball team. He's 6'6", 175-pound guard out of New York.
Hey, so, transfer from Westland.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
And the Dodgers beat St. Louis Cardinals. Notice how that's the third story in. 8-0 was the final. It's a 9-10 start as we take on the Dodgers again. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A., and Miles Michaelis for our St. Louis Cardinals. The Cubs and Oakland A's had a tight one yesterday. Cubs on top, though. Javier Baez had some great hits. 6-5 was the final, and it's a 7-0-5 start from Wrigley. With John Lester on the mound, the A's will use Brett Anderson. And Chicago White Sox beat Detroit 7-4, so Dylan Cease will be for the Chicago White Sox on the mound, and Daniel Norris for Detroit and the Tigers. It's actually a doubleheader, 12-10 and 6-10 start today. Also trending in baseball is Craig Kimbrel, and this right knee inflammation has landed him on the 10-day injured list. Milwaukee ended up beating Pittsburgh 9-7. So it's always interesting this time of year with the NL Central Division. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, students, please settle down. Beating Illini Studio in Walmart.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We could use rain, and there's a 40% chance of scattered showers. Today's high 86, down to 62. Mostly sunny with a high 86, low 66 for tomorrow's forecast, which is awesome for the Urbana Park District because their Neighborhood Nights finale is at Meadowbrook Park, and Nickel and Dimes will be the band on stage.
Tomorrow it's over?
Yes.
It's over already?
Hard to believe.
This is a summer event.
I know.
Come on, man.
But everybody's wrapping up their summer cycle of programming this week. In fact, they've got the Prairie Cycle Club participating tomorrow if you'd like to take a bike ride to Sydney Dairy Barn. And they've got some bike checkups that they're doing, too, all between 6:30 and 8 at Meadowbrook Park. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high 86 again, down to around 60 at night. We're currently at 73. ESPN 93.5.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Yeah, this ex-Google employee accuses a company of a political agenda, and they're going to keep Donald Trump from winning. This is what an ex-engineer says that left Google. I would certainly look into that.
I would, too.
I wouldn't want anybody to absolutely prevent Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Donald Trump or anybody else.
And Google has so much power.
They certainly do on the search engines and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's kind of a tough season for the St. Louis Cardinals when after 4.5 months of a 6-month season, the announcers are still saying, yeah, Matt Carpenter can just get it going. Oh, poor guy. 1 out of 9 since he returned. 0 for his last 8. It's tough. And I don't know. John Mozeliak, did he make it? I don't like the team he built. I'm sorry. Eesh.
He's been there forever.
Yeah, he has, but you know what? What have you done for me lately?
Okay.
Stand by Jeremy Warner next with Austin. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Oh, no, there's a star break on my windshield.
Whether it's chipped, cracked, or broken, American Eagle Auto Glass can help fix the problem and for a great price. American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council.
Ugh, that big truck and so much construction this summer.
So when the windshield of your vehicle starts to crack up, visit American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign or Danville for a quality replacement experience. You can call them at 351-0900 or visit them online at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. They'll shatter your expectations.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now with everything you need to let the savings flow, like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com. Thank you.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time. She's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm the dream. You should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people every step of the way.
HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, minors may try to purchase vapor products online. That's why Juul Labs is enhancing age verification on our website. Customers must provide personal information or scan a valid ID with a real-time selfie and are verified by a third party to ensure the purchaser is 21 or over. Learn more about Juul Labs efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.